by very Orthodox member Jeremy Goff that explains why missionaries may not question their mission call. He says Latter-day Saints have been repeatedly taught to never turn down a call to serve. The prophets have been clear on this matter. I cite just three apostolic witnesses to establish this truth. Just as service in the church is not sought, it is not turned down. Dallin Oaks. Let us be honest with ourselves and never turn down an opportunity to serve in building and serving the kingdom of God. Franklin Richards. It is not in the proper spirit for us to decide where we will serve or where we will not. We serve where we are called. It does not matter what the calling may be. Boyd Packer. Despite the words of the prophets being clear that Latter-day Saints do not turn down callings, there is a growing trend within the church of rejecting callings. I believe this alarming rise in rejected callings stems from the philosophies of men mingled with scripture as taught by social media influencers, including therapists in the church. Wow, Jeremy never turned down a calling? His statement presents an absolute, without any consideration for personal circumstances. It dismisses real-world issues like mental health crises, physical exhaustion, caregiving responsibilities, or severe burnout. By implying that any reason for rejecting a calling stems from the philosophies of men, Jeremy shames members who are making responsible choices for their own well-being and promotes an obedience above all mentality that is deeply harmful. He avoids a nuanced discussion about why members might be rejecting callings and instead blames social media influencers, including therapists. This is a form of scapegoating. The trend is more likely a symptom of internal issues in the Mormon church, such as the immense time demands placed on members, a lack of transparency in the calling process, or a growing awareness of the importance of self-care. Jeremy is also promoting a culture where a member's worth is tied to their unquestioning obedience, teaching members to ignore their own intuition and personal revelation in favor of an institutional command. He throws personal agency out the window, creating a fear-based system of control rather than one of love and service. He goes on to say, I want to deconstruct the main four reasons people give for turning down callings. First, it is a matter of agency. Satan lost the war to take away our agency. Now he obsesses on getting us to misuse it. It is true, we have our agency and we can reject callings, but using our agency to reject callings causes us to break our temple covenants. When each member of the church goes to the temple and receives their endowment, they use their agency to covenant to consecrate everything up to and including their very lives to build the kingdom. When a calling is extended to us, it is the Lord asking us, will you keep your covenants? Here, Jeremy presents agency as a choice between two outcomes, using it correctly to accept a calling or misusing it to reject one. This is a flawed argument. True agency is the freedom to choose, and a choice is not a misuse just because it goes against an institutional preference. By framing one choice as a spiritual failure, he invalidates a person's ability to make a valid, justified decision for their own well-being. He goes on to say, second, the call would inconvenience me or my family. Inconvenience is one of the biggest reasons people give for turning down a calling. Being too busy with work or school sounds like a valid reason to turn down a calling. Many influencers, and especially therapists, claim that this excuse is justified. When Robert C. Gay was called to be a mission president by an apostle, he had bought into this excuse. The result? He declined the call. The apostle extending the call did not miss a beat and replied, you really don't get it. You are either going to live your life by covenant or convenience. There is never a convenient time to serve. Here, he sets up a black and white choice between living by covenant, good, and living by convenience, bad. In reality, the reasons people give for turning down a calling are often not about convenience, but about sustainability. A person might be dealing with a full-time job, a sick family member, or a mental health crisis. Framing these legitimate and often serious concerns as mere inconvenience is a form of gaslighting that dismisses a person's lived reality and is emotionally manipulative. He then says, 3rd, I have medical/mental health problems. There are many severe medical and mental health problems that would appear to excuse us from service. Even Enoch and Moses felt this way. Both of them suffered from being slow of speech, or in other words, they had dysarthria, where they stammered and slurred their words. Others suffer from a whole host of various medical or mental health problems, but the Lord's reply to Moses applies to all of us. And the Lord said unto him, Who hath made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb, or deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Jeremy Goff is so dismissive of genuine medical and mental health problems as mere obstacles that can be overcome through spiritual willpower. This is a harmful message that ignores the reality of chronic illness, clinical depression, anxiety disorders, and other conditions that can make service physically or emotionally impossible. His magical thinking can lead individuals to push themselves beyond their limits, which often results in severe burnout and a worsening of their health. I remember thinking things like this, though. If I just move forward in faith, the Lord will make up for the difference. He never did. Jeremy Goff also uses the story of Moses in a misleading way. While Moses did feel inadequate due to his speech impediment, the Lord did not simply tell him to overcome it on his own. In a key part of the story, the author conveniently leaves out, the Lord provided a specific, tangible accommodation by sending Aaron to be Moses' spokesperson. Jeremy Goff's use of a single verse to make a sweeping universal claim while ignoring the rest of the narrative is theologically dishonest and manipulative. Again, with the manipulation. Jeremy Goff's number 4 is, it was a calling of desperation, not revelation. The idea that a bishop has extended a calling due to desperation and not revelation is unfortunately not uncommon. I've seen dozens and dozens of comments online reiterating this idea, and I have even had family and friends suggest it. On the note of desperation, there is no clause on the temple covenant that says you only need to keep this covenant to build up the kingdom if your bishop is not desperate. Now, with that being said, it is the duty of the bishop to pray and get confirmation about a calling before it is extended. There is nothing wrong with asking the Lord for confirmation if you are really struggling with a call, but often you receive no witness until after the trial of your faith. Therefore, it is vital that we understand and presume that our leaders are acting on inspiration. Dallin Oaks taught this: we respect our leaders and presume inspiration in their leadership of the church and in their teaching. But we are all privileged and encouraged to confirm their teachings by prayerfully seeking and receiving revelatory confirmation directly from God. Note, if a calling is extended properly, it will be framed that it is not the bishop requesting, but after study and prayer, it has been confirmed that it is the Lord extending the call through his servant. That was a lot. A member's gut feeling or spiritual prompting that a calling is not right for them can be a form of personal revelation, but Jeremy Goff is teaching members to ignore their internal witness and instead defer to a leader's authority. He also uses the concept of a trial of your faith to justify a lack of immediate spiritual confirmation. This is a form of spiritual gaslighting. If a member feels a negative prompting, they could be told that this is the very trial they must endure to prove their faith. This removes the possibility of a no and makes a member's own spiritual discernment irrelevant in the face of an institutional request. And to top it off, Jeremy Goff's final note, that a calling is from God, not the bishop, reinforces his manipulation by making it incredibly difficult to reject the calling without feeling one is rejecting God. Since I stopped attending church in 2018, I have continually been working on my ability to say no thank you when something doesn't work for me. It's a work in progress, for sure, after years of being taught that saying no often meant offending God.